This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, fearless and selfless. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to 8Z here on Iron Beings Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And, you know, fearless and selfless now. These are two sort of different traits, in a sense, and they're sort of, and we can say a lot about each of them, but I'll give you the context first, and then it'll be a bit easier to understand what this is about. So first of all, this is referring to one of the most famous martyrs from the whole defense, the name of Ibrahim Hadi. And this refers back to when the Islamic Revolution was going on, more or less at the height of the revolution, when there were sort of what we call skirmishes and fights and some quite nasty violence on the streets. Obviously, the anti-Shah protesters were also being shot at, gunned down the streets. And so he, Ibrahim Hadi, together with some of his friends, he was trying to one day, and this wouldn't have been just one day, he was literally trying to pull off the streets the wounded people, even though the Shah's police and soldiers were there. So it was a very dangerous situation. So they would try to get the injured people and martyrs off the streets, obviously endangering their own life. So obviously, and as I've said, there's two elements there. So one is the total selflessness, because obviously in those times, right, those times when there were taking the injured people from the streets. There was no real thought about themselves, their own, health, their own welfare, their own safety. So they were just going in there, even being seen by the Shah's police, and still doing this. So obviously total selflessness for sure. Welcome back to 8Z here on Iron Beings Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And so I'm talking about these two elements, so selflessness and fearlessness, in particular in the martyr Ibrahim Hadi, when he was trying to pull people off the streets who'd been injured in some of the fights with the Shah's police. So I've mentioned selflessness. So what about this fearlessness? And this is actually, both of them are very important, but obviously when we're talking about fearlessness, this also reminds us that as Muslims, what are we meant to fear? We're not meant to fear anything in this material world, are we? We're not meant to fear getting a disease. We're not meant to fear dying. We're not meant to fear what someone else might do to us. So what is it that we fear? But we do fear one thing. So we fear Allah. And in particular, that means we fear Allah's punishment, which is what also gives us this sort of, it's like an axis. So a lot of the things center around that fear of Allah's punishment. So we don't want to displease Allah. So we're very careful. What is it that we need to do to please Allah and to get closer to Allah? And tied in with that, of course, is what do we need to do so that on Judgment Day, we actually have a book that is, even if it's not totally full of good deeds, that has at least enough good deeds to also compensate for anything bad we've done and we've forgotten to repent for. So, you know, so this is where the fear is directed. And obviously then, when we think about that, when we realize that, of course, if there's a situation where we might have to step up, as Ibrahim Hadi did, so why would we have fear? We're not meant to be scared of, for example, in that situation, the Shah's police who are sort of shooting at people, injuring and even killing people. Of course, the priority then is to go and help the fellow Muslims, fellow believers who are sort of being injured. And obviously, the fearlessness and selflessness is something that we can very easily also be aware of and make sure that it's something that we're also implementing in our own lives, inshallah. So that was it for today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of AZ here on iBinks Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.